Hello, welcome to the Willis Experience Podcast, National League Wild Card Preview Edition. Allison Footer is here with me, Will Leach. Footer and Leach. How you doing, Alice? Are you ready? This is the preview of Wednesday night's game between the Cubs and the Pirates. This is the one that everyone's excited about, man. These are a 98 and a 97 win team playing one game to move on with the playoffs. I understand why it is. I don't want to think they should change the rules, but that feels fundamentally wrong.
No, it feels very wrong. It makes me very sad. I want both of these teams to be able to continue playing on through the month, and somebody has to go home. I am so nervous for this game, and I have like no, I mean, I always kind of pull for the Pirates because I love so much about the organization and the city and the team, but I really have like, you know, no stake in this. And I am so, so nervous for this game because I think it's going to be one of the best games that we will ever see played, and that only can set me up for huge disappointment, and it's going to be like 5-3 after four innings.
Yeah, it's going to be wild. It is. And, you know, the pitching matchup, these are the best that each this team can throw out because it's one game after all. They've also both kind of known they're going to have this one game, so it's not like in the other wild card game where you needed, you know, they were able to set the rotation to where these guys are at their top, and it is Gerrit Cole and your NL Cy Young winner, Jake Arrieta. We don't know yet. Certainly the most dominant pitcher in the second half we've seen for a long time. I wonder, you know, these things are, the way we predict these things are always kind of like narratives a little bit. I wonder if this game were at Wrigley Field, if everyone would be picking the Cubs. The fact that it's a PNC Park, and we've seen how that place is in the postseason, makes me think the Pirates, that's like the Pirates' chance in this. But man, Arrieta is on such a roll right now. It's hard to imagine anyone hitting him at all.
Yeah, no, I mean, I have to, in my heart of hearts, I have to give the edge to the Cubs. And yes, I mean, PNC Park for a wild card game, for a playoff game, I mean, it is electric. It's loud. They are hardcore. They are serious, those fans. And, it's going to be a very tough place for the Cubs to win a game. And Gerrit Cole, man, I mean, I don't want to take anything away from him either because he is about as nails as they come. But I don't see the Pirates being so hyped up and they're going to be so ready for this. I don't see them being able to do anything against Arrieta.
It's just crazy. I mean, like, we're like discounting a 98 win team.
Yeah.
Because they're running against a guy that, frankly, if he pitched every game, you wonder if they would have won 145 or 150 games if he had like a bionic, you know, old Hoss Radburn type of arm. But to me, you know, you wonder, do you see any sort of, this is the Cubs' first playoff game and since 2008, I believe. None of the players on that team are around now. This is a very, very young team. The Pirates are a young team, but they've been in the playoffs three consecutive years. They've actually been in the wild card game three consecutive years. When you look at the Pirates, do you think that advantage, that experience gives them an advantage over maybe the Cubs? You know, Anthony Rizzo's never been a playoff game, and he's like the senior guy on this team. There's really no playoff experience. Do you think that makes a difference, or is it really just the starting pitcher?
I think it's just the starting pitchers. I mean, I don't think that the Cubs are going to come out like gangbusters. I mean, trust me, if they're going to win this game, it might be 1-0, 2-0. So, yeah, I mean, I think that they're going to be a little, that this whole atmosphere is going to be a little bit jarring. I mean, I think Joe Maddon is going to be able to temper that and make sure that they're all ready. You know, I mean, they play at Wrigley Field every day. Like, they do understand, like, big crowds, loud crowds, raucous people. So it's not going to be like they're going to be completely out of their element, like the Rays, you know, playing in front of 5,000 people all season, then all of a sudden playing on the big stage. But no, I mean, I think it's going to be a very low scoring game. And I think that no matter how freaked out anybody is, any of these young players, it's really not going to matter because it's going to come down to two pitchers. And I think that the Cubs will just squeak by with some, you know, bloop single that's going to drive in a run randomly. And they're going to end up with this game.
I have a heart, you know, I my heart on this one, I'm not ready, to be honest, for a Cardinals Cubs postseason series. I'm just not ready for it. Like, I, you know, I'm not. I'm not.
I am.
I'm not mentally prepared for it. I'm not ready at all. I've always thought if those two teams played in the playoffs, it should be an NLCS. It should be the Cubs beating the Cardinals if they were to do so and getting into that long, elusive World Series as opposed to, okay, now you go to Citi Field or now you go to Dodger Stadium. But, and to me, you know, I keep – not that it made the difference against Madison Bumgarner last year, But man, that, you know, also the Giants and Bumgarner had all kinds of playoff experience and all sorts of postseason experience. That PNC Park crowd is insane in the postseason. They're going to be absolutely out of control. I usually don't like doing the experience thing, and I'm probably just picking this because I'm really not ready for a Cardinals-Cubs playoff. I am picking the Pirates in this game. I'm picking this at 2-1. Cole is not Arrieta, but he is close, and he has come around late in the year. I'm picking the Pirates in the experience and that crowd, and if you claim it's because I just don't want the Cardinals to play the Cubs, you are lying. That is not true. It's totally true. That is exactly why I'm picking the Pirates.
I hope you're right, Will. I would love to see the Pirates get another shot at getting far into the playoffs. I think they're a great team, loaded. I think they're balanced. They kind of stumble a little bit toward the end, but I think they have a great thing going. And this might be, you know, about a week ago, I was like, this might be the best team in the National League, like right now, right this minute. PNC Park at any time is an awesome place to watch a game. But Wednesday night, it's going to be electric.
It's going to be nuts. All right, so you pick the Cubs, I pick the Pirates. We'll find out because they'll play baseball, which will be really fun. We're all going to lose our minds. This is going to be one of the most exciting stories of the postseason, whatever happens with this game. So it'll be very fun. Everyone have a wonderful time. Enjoy that. We will be back tomorrow, I believe, with our preview of one of the ALDS series. So enjoy. We'll chat then.